announcements. I'm sure you guys are loving the cold still. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get rid of it and get some warm weather. At least we don't have a bunch of snow. That is a nice thing. If you want to look to your bulletin on the announcement section, and we got a couple inserts too to go with this. Ladies Night Out, you can read more about the insert and what they're doing and all that stuff this Friday on February 21st. Also, in the announcement section, Victory Center Bible Camp has their summer camps. Their registrations and signups are starting on March 1st, so get ready and get on that right when they come out. If you're planning on going this year, it's a great time. It's a good time to go. They fill up really fast, so do it. And then also the church has the scholarships for those that are going, and those will be coming out soon. And there will be an announcement out about that. Meals on Wheels is March 3rd through the 7th, so there's a sign-up sheet out in the foyer for that. Also, there's a couple other sign-up sheets if you're going to RSVP for the Ladies Night Out. Also, for Club Rock Snacks, there's somebody for this week, but we also need somebody for the next weeks after that. We don't have anybody for that. So if you could do that and do that as well. The last night, if we could have a few people bring some more snacks for the parents as well coming for the program for Club Rock, that would be awesome. And then also Megateen is March 28th through the 29th down at SBA. There's details about that there and a registration form out in the foyer as well. Also, if you saw the other insert in your bulletin for the three ways to give during the service, we'll pass the plate still and do all that, but you can scan that QR code if you choose to do so online. If you have any questions about that, you can talk to Tyler Hahn or any one of the deacons about that. Also, for further notice, it'll be on that tear-out section in your bulletin there as well if you're looking for that later on, because we're not going to do an insert every single time. So, are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Philippians 3, 12 through 14. Not that I have already obtained this, or I am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus.
If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing together number 460, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. I ask you to stand with me, please. Number 460, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. All the way my Savior leads me, when have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know, whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know, whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit clothed immortal wings its flight to realms of day. This my song through endless ages, Jesus, lead me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. Take this time to greet one another. Let each other know you're glad to see them.
I just wanted to do that now. Okay. Sounds good. Morning again. It's glad that you guys are all here again. And we get to practice a pretty cool thing this morning. And you guys get to witness a pretty awesome thing. Toby, if you want to come on forward. I've had the opportunity to get to know Toby for a little while now, and he's asked to come up and be baptized, and I get the privilege and the opportunity to do so, and I'm pretty excited. Jesus gave us two commandments and two ordinances to follow, one being baptism and the other when we practice our communion, both being a picture of what those two things show. This morning, with baptism, it gets to show what God has done in Toby's life and the choice and the commitment that Toby has made in his life. And the baptism that he first has received was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the moment he put his faith and trust in Jesus to save us from his sins, he had the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And now he has the Holy Spirit. Now he gets the opportunity to show everybody else and all you guys here as witnesses what has happened in Toby's life. So this is also an opportunity for you guys to come alongside Toby and just be able to encourage him and help him and do those things. So with that, I'm going to ask Toby a few questions. And you can take your shoes off before you get in there. Toby Sievertson, he's from Miller. And yeah, I mean, what else? Yeah, Toby Sievertson. So Toby, have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ to save you from your sins? And if you were to die today, where would you be?
Heaven with Jesus.
That's right.
I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You were buried together with Christ and made alive together with Him.
Thank you, guys. And just another reminder, just to encourage Toby and anybody else that has any questions or anything about salvation or baptism or anything, you guys can come and talk to us and either one of the pastors or the elders or anybody, and they can point you in the right direction. And the water's still warm. So thank you.
Hey,
It is not very often we get to celebrate both ordinances in the same month. And so to celebrate communion a couple weeks ago, to celebrate baptism, just the reminder of newness of life, and the fact that we are a body together, that Christ saved us in to his body, and that we share one another's burdens. This is the opportunity we have for our prayer requests and praises. Continue to pray for Larry Van Zee, not only dealing with that cough that everyone else seems to be dealing with, but he's also some infection in his legs, weakness, and there's some changes ahead for him, and so I know he and Sherry would appreciate prayers. Any other prayer requests or praises for today? Yeah, Bonnie. And your sister's first name?
Dixie.
So Dixie, I won't mention her age because you're as a sister can do that. But Dixie fell on the ice, broke her arm, dislocated shoulder. So we will pray for healing. And that is the reminder that it can happen in a moment, in an instant, in this type of weather. So we'll be praying for Dixie. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Kinnett. So we continue to pray for Sue Siebesma. She is the mom of Zach Siebesma. Zach and Aaron attend here. And she has been diagnosed with a brain tumor. And they go through the procedures, but we do know, you know, it is more giving her quality of life. And so we'll be praying for them as she goes through just the different treatments. But it's been a very difficult several months as they've been going through. Any other prayer requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, just as the reminder of through baptism that we have been buried with Christ, that our sins were paid for on the cross, and that we have been raised to new life. Thank you that we are, as Paul tells us, new creations created in Christ Jesus, that you have also created us to do good works, not that those works save us, and not that following after the command of Christ to be baptized, that does not make us any more special in your eyes, but it helps us to follow through on your Son's command that if we love him, we will obey his commands. And we obey not out of a sense of duty or rule checking, but out of a love that our greatest need, a relationship with you, was accomplished on the cross. The gift is offered, and that we can come to in full fellowship with you, that we as a body can walk together, that we can bear one another's burdens. Thank you that we have not been left alone, that you've given us your Holy Spirit as the guarantee that you will fulfill all your promises to us, that you will keep us always connected to the vine. So, Father, as we look at the world around us, we see the needs. We see the needs within our own community. We lift up these requests to you. I pray for Larry and Sherry, especially Larry, for the time of life that he's in with the infection in his legs and the loss of strength. I just pray that you would use our medical community, but also you as the great physician would give him the strength he needs each day as you've promised. Father, we also lift up those that are dealing with illness. It's this time of year, the flu runs rampant and other bugs, both in our own community and in the school system. We just pray that you would protect. Father, we lift up Bonnie's sister, Dixie, with this fall, that you would be healing for her arm and her shoulder, that you would help her to gain full function back for her arm. Father, we also lift up the Siebesma family. We lift up Joel and Sue. as they go through this time together. Thank you that their hope is placed in you. And as they struggle with some of the after effects of treatments, of surgeries, that you would be an ever-present help with some of her vision issues, with her memory issues, and now with some of her voice issues, that if she's not able to sing, which has brought her great joy, that she can sing and make melody in her heart. But Father, we just pray that you would, as you've promised, as you walk beside them, let them know of your presence and your peace. Father, we lift up the different ministries that you've entrusted to us. We thank you for the children that we get to minister to on Wednesdays, for each of the staff that sacrifices time and to be here, for those that provide snacks. And we know that there's many people that work behind the scenes, and we thank you that you keep track of all that. Father, we also are grateful for the youth ministry. We thank you for Pastor Abe and Diana, as well as the sponsors that come alongside the youth on Sundays and the different activities. We just pray that you would continue to find open hearts and receptive hearts for the gospel. Father, we also think about the missionaries around the world. We're grateful for Jarvis being with us today. We thank you for his call that you've placed on his life and working in peer amongst our elected leaders, and just ask that you would continue to give him open doors of ministry, that he would be salt and light in the corridors of peer. We also lift up the Shoemakers. We're grateful for the years of ministry with Wycliffe and the impact with the Tarahumara people. We just pray for ongoing help in the translation, the different ministries to get the word of God audibly to the Tarahumara people. We just ask that you would provide both the SD cards and as well as the translation help. We pray also for their physical needs, for some of the transitions they will be having this coming year, especially with living arrangements. Grateful that they have a son that's able to be there to also help minister to them as they age as well. Father, we pray for our world. We look around and see the chaos and the tumult and know that we serve the Prince of Peace. And we just ask that you would bring peace to our world, that you would use us to do that. We thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Christina. If you'll take your hymn books, I ask you to stand with me again. We're going to sing number 368, All for Jesus. That's up on the screen or in your hymn books. Number 368, All for Jesus. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, all my being's ransom past, all my thoughts and words and doings, all my days and all my house. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, all my days and all my house. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, all my days and all my house. Let my hands perform his bidding, let my feet run in his ways. Let my eyes see Jesus only, let my lips speak forth his praise. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, let my lips speak forth his praise. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, let my lips speak forth his praise. Since my eyes were fixed on Jesus, I've lost sight of all beside. So enchained my spirit's vision, looking at the crucified. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, looking at the crucified. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, looking at the crucified. Oh, what wonderful, how amazing, Jesus, glorious King of kings, deigns to call me his beloved. Let me rest beneath his wing. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, resting now beneath his wings. All for Jesus, resting now beneath his wings. You may be seated. Well, this time I'm going to ask Jarvis Wiff to come forward. Jarvis is a part of Capital Commission, and he and I can trace our time back here together. We went through new members class together, and then we stayed, and he went off to help family and is blessing the Gettysburg Church. So, but it's nice that every year or so, Jarvis contacts us to remind us that he's still around and that he is still being used by God in the pier area at the Capitol. And so, Jarvis, thank you for being here today, and the time is yours.